the joints get stiff.
Arthritis.
What if it's in the back?
It'll still be arthritis to me.
Did you ever hear that story about the colored women who were working together and one of them didn't show up one day and one said, "What's the matter with her?" And one said, "Oh, she's home in bed and she got arthritis." And one says, "Arthritis? I know that whole Rice family and that Arthur's the worst one of the bunch." What do you call that disease where a membrane forms in the throat?
Leave me right offhand.
Okay. How about the one where the patient turns yellow?
Jaundice.
And the one where you get a pain in your right side?
You think of appendicitis?
And if, go back to this friend who was in the hospital. Let's say you go away and you come back and your friend is in the hospital and you want to find out when this happened. You'd say,
when did he go to the hospital? When did he become sick?
Anything else you might say?
I couldn't think of anything.
In the winter, if you see somebody with a runny nose and red eyes, you say what's happened to him?
He has a cold or he's suffering from a cold.
And what's happened to him? He's done what?
He's caught cold.
And if he does that, you'd say
he's coughing.
Somebody says, "What's the matter with him?" You say, "No, not very much.
He just has a cough."
Sometimes some people eat something and it doesn't agree and it just goes round and round and round here and you can't keep it down. You say you're going to have to. You know, it won't stay there. It's going to have to leave.
Going to have to vomit?
Mm-hmm. Is this the one you grew up with?
Yes.
And when it's going round and round and round, somebody might say, "What's the matter with him?" You say, "Oh, he's sick.
He has indigestion or he has a stomach ache."
What would you have said as a boy?
Stomach ache, I believe.
Well, what if you don't have any ache? Just that general dismal feeling. Sick at your stomach? Sick to your stomach?
Yeah, sick at your stomach.
If the children make a lot of noise and you tell them to be quiet and they don't do it, when you lose your patience, you say, "All right, now cut that out or I'll
spank you."
If a fellow's going to see a girl and taking flowers and candy and things like that, what would you say he's doing?
Well, he's courting her.
Mm-hmm. And he is her
beau or boyfriend.
She is his
girl.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says she will, then you'd say he is her
fiance.
If she says she won't marry him, you'd say she's done what?
Jilted him.
If they're going to be married, the fellow who goes along with the groom is called the
best man.
And the girl who goes along with the girl who's going to get married?
Maid of honor.
And after the wedding, there might be some sort of a mock celebration. What would this be called?
Mock celebration?
Yeah. It's not done anymore. It used to be shotguns and tin cans.
Oh,
and
TV started, but I can't call the name.
Well, what would a celebration for the bride and groom be now?